Door lock vulnerability can force iOS devices to endlessly reboot. On January 4th, by Nathaniel Mott in PC Magazine. A flaw in Apple's HomeKit can be exploited to force iOS devices into endless reboot cycles. It can be hard to decide what to name smart home devices. Should an internet-connected lamp be called something utilitarian like kitchen lamp, or be given a unique name like the bringer of light to that place we make food, to make it easier to identify? It may not seem like a critical decision, but a new vulnerability shows that HomeKit device names are pretty important. Security researcher Trevor Spinolis revealed this door lock vulnerability on January 1st. When the name of a HomeKit device is changed to a large string, 500,000 characters in testing, Spinolis says in a report on the flaw, any device with an effective iOS version installed that loads the string will be disrupted even after rebooting. Restoring a device and signing back into the iCloud account linked to the HomeKit device will again trigger the bug. In essence, a kitchen lamp with a name that's over a 500,000 characters long can render an iPhone or iPad all but useless by forcing it to constantly reboot itself. Spinolis says that factory resetting the device can stop the reboots from occurring, but signing into the device's associated iCloud account will trigger it all over again. The good news is that these endless reboots only affect iOS devices configured to offer quick access to HomeKit products via Control Center. The bad news is that this is the default behavior. iOS users will have to change their settings to defend against this vulnerability. They'll still have to deal with the Home app crashing all the time, but at least their iPhone and iPad will work. It might seem like there's an obvious way to mitigate this flaw. Don't give a HomeKit device a 500,000-character long name. But Spinolis says that attackers could send invitations to a home containing the malicious data to users on any of the described iOS versions to use the exploit as a persistent denial-of-service attack. Apps with access to home data can also change the names of devices, Spinolis says, so the issue isn't entirely within the user's control. Spinolis says door lock was disclosed to Apple on August 10, 2021. The company reportedly said it would issue a fix sometime before the new year, but on December 8th, that estimate was apparently revised to early 2022. Spinolis decided to publicly disclose the vulnerability on January 1st because it poses a serious risk to users and many months have passed without a comprehensive fix. Spinolis says of the company's handling of door lock, in regards to Apple's awareness of the issue, I found their response to be insufficient. Despite them confirming the security issue, and me urging them many times over the past 4 months to take the matter seriously, little was done. Status updates on the matter were rare and featured exceptionally few details, even though I asked for them frequently. Apple's lack of transparency is not only frustrating to security researchers who often work for free, it poses a risk to the millions of people who use Apple products in their day-to-day lives by reducing Apple's accountability on security matters. Apple didn't immediately respond to a request for comment.